Hey, whether you enjoy listening to Breaking Down Collapse or Building Up Resilience, I think you'll also really enjoy our bonus content on Patreon.
Yeah, Kellen and I take 20 minutes each week to talk about the news that's happening all around us and Collapse as it plays out. We like to have a little fun with it, but also make sure that you're aware of what's going on in the world of Collapse.
We look forward to having you join us there. The link to join us on Patreon is in the episode description.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Kellen, we gave the people a good, 5-month break from hearing our voices?
And the people are probably grateful.
And here we are, ruining that, because we're back with another message.
We're back, and we have talked about this new podcast, and so the day has finally come.
Finally.
It is here.
It's out. You should listen to it.
Yes, please go listen to it. If you have been listening all along, you're at the point where you are hearing this episode. That means that you have joined us along the journey. You are very aware of all the threats that we face, the path that we're going towards collapse. And so the logical next step now is, how do I prepare for this? How do I become more resilient? How do I help the people around me become more resilient? That's what this next podcast is all about. The title of it is Building Up Resilience.
Right. Look, we know that not everybody has a desire to shoot for resilience. What I think is interesting in this new podcast is that we really try and focus the very first step of a framework that we created is establishing your desired outcome. Everybody has something they want from life. And whether you're trying to survive the apocalypse, which isn't possible, good luck, right? Or if it's just, I want to be happy for as long as I can be, and I'm going to push for that, right? There's a huge spectrum of what it means, what your end goal or your end desire is. So I guess I say that to say, you don't have to go to this new podcast, listening to it, thinking that it's just going to be hardcore prepping, right? We are going to talk about ideas to become resilient, and we are going to give plenty of content that will be specific details and ideas on actions that can be taken to become resilient in all different aspects. But we hope everyone will come give it a try, give it a listen, decide if it's your cup of tea or not. But for so many people, I think it's going to be a huge help.
Great. So what we have done is we have linked to that podcast in the episode description here. And now we're also going to play for you our few minute trailer of what the podcast is all about.
Yep. Here it is. And we'll see you there. Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Building Up Resilience. I'm Corey.
And I'm Kellen.
We're co-hosts of this show and one show prior, which was called Breaking Down Collapse. And honestly, we got to just say we're super excited to be doing this sister podcast. And we're just really glad that you're on the journey with us.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to this for a long time. And our previous podcast, Breaking Down Collapse, was all about the challenges that we face on a global scale and how there are so many things that are not sustainable. And as a society, we're heading toward collapse. Whether that's your view of the future or not, I think it's inevitable that everyone will face significant challenges. And so it is critical that we find ways to be more resilient.
Kellen, I can just hear them rolling their eyes right now at the thought of another prepper podcast.
Yeah, and that's not what this is meant to be. There are a couple of things that make this different. Maybe I'll just mention one to start. Most preparedness podcasts out there, or any prepper content, is along the lines of like, you need to get a bunch of guns and have a bunker.
Booby traps.
Yeah, and you're just going to survive it on your own.
Prepare to go live in the wilderness for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and to me, that doesn't sound super fulfilling. Now, don't get me wrong. There are aspects of that that are important, but our approach is very different. I think it's much more well-rounded, and we care a lot more about building community. There are obviously things that every individual needs to do to take care of themselves, but really the way to become more resilient is to do that with the people around you. There's also the recognition that everybody's situation is very different. So the path to becoming resilient might look very different for somebody that lives in, say, downtown London than for somebody who lives in rural Oklahoma. And there are so many aspects of resilience, right? There's physical preparedness, but there's also emotional and mental resilience, financial resilience. There's all these things that we can do to be more prepared for whatever risks we might face in our own individual situation.
The purpose of this podcast is to be able to take the average person who knows nothing or very little about what it means to be resilient and give them a framework, right, where they can work through step by step, come up with a plan for how they can become resilient, no matter what situation they find themselves in. Kellen, you and I are not experts on every topic resilience, right? But we do feel we've put together a great framework that can help anybody to become better prepared for the world that we're going to face in the future. If you listen to Breaking Down Collapse, you know we like to present information in a pretty straightforward, organized, analytical way, right? And that's no different in this podcast. We've created a format where you can go through the first 10 or 11 episodes to really understand what the framework is. And by the end of that, you should have a pretty solid idea of what steps you're going to take next to become more resilient. Throughout the podcast, we're going to take a look at all sorts of different philosophies and ideas around what it means to become resilient individually and as a community. We respect that there are a lot of different ideas out there, and we're not going to say there's only one way to do this and this is it. We're going to take a balanced approach, presenting different ideas, and we're going to do it in a way that isn't extreme. You don't have to dedicate your entire life to becoming resilient.
Right, that's exactly it. You'll hear us talk about the analogy of building a house. And sometimes when it comes to preparedness content that's out there, it's similar to just like trying to stack a bunch of bricks together. And that's not an effective way to build a house. Instead, you want to start with a blueprint and then have a foundation and then put like the structural walls in place. There's a certain methodology that will make it much more effective. And so we will do something similar to that, where we'll help you start with your desired outcome and determining what that actually looks like for you. And then your whole hierarchy of needs and matching that to the variables of your life. Like, where do you live and what are your risks and how much time do you have and what other kind of resources do you have? And putting all of those pieces of the puzzle together helps you to then come up with a plan and be very deliberate. And honestly, I think it's an approach that, if done in that way, right, that methodically, will genuinely help people to become much more resilient than they are at the beginning of the process.
Again, thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy the podcast, and we look forward to growing and learning with you throughout the series.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.